listening to Content and Cash, a Flash Film Academy podcast. If you want to learn how to take pretty pictures, this is not the place. But if you're ready to make a living by learning the business behind the camera, buckle up, because it's time to turn passion into profit with your host, Ty Turner.
What's going on, everybody? I got a special announcement to make. The direction of the podcast is getting ready to change, and in my opinion, change for the better. We will no longer have our accountability meetings replayable as a podcast. I feel like they were too long, and for those who didn't completely sit through them all week, every week, it was hard for you guys to pick and pull and learn things from, you know, those 3-4 hour sessions. So those sessions will still be available through the Flash Film Academy app. You can listen to them through your headphones or the same way you listen to podcasts, by pushing play, and you can close the app and the audio will still play in the background, just like your favorite podcasting software that you currently use. And our app is available in your app store. No matter if you're an iPhone or Android user, download the Flash Film Academy app, join Gold, and you'll get access to not only the current accountability meetings, but every live session. From this point on, I will be making sure that the podcast is a shorter 5 to 8 minute lesson where you'll learn something new every week. And the second version or the second part of that lesson will be available to our Gold members on the app. I want to make sure you guys are learning something and you're not sitting through 4 hours of audio just to learn things. And don't get me wrong, I understand there were some gems. I understand there were some great things to be learned from the accountability meetings. But guess what? Our Gold members want a place where they can open up and they can talk freely without worrying about that audio being available to the public. And that's understandable. We have better accountability meetings when people aren't afraid to talk numbers or talk about personal wins or losses they may have. So we're going to keep that space safe for them. Meanwhile, we're going to keep giving you what, you know, you follow Flash Film Academy for. Great information to grow your business. And when you're serious about taking things to the next level, please join us and become a Gold member. All right, now let's go to today's lesson.
Being a photographer is like printing money when you establish. When you establish, you got repeat clients, you got the equipment, the technique, the reputation. Suddenly, everybody wants to hand over the cash, and your biggest problem is managing the calendar. But what about when you're just getting started? When all you got is an old flip phone from 1999 and a roll of duct tape. My name is Ty from Flash Film Academy, and this channel is one of the few hidden gems on YouTube designed to help you make more money with your camera. If you're serious about making a living with your camera, go ahead and go to your app store, download the Flash Film Academy app, and join. Today we're going to talk about a 10-second photo hack you can use when you're first starting out to completely sidestep one of the biggest beginner mistakes you will see in all of photography and video. If that piqued your interest, go ahead and hit that subscribe button because we're about to get into it. Up first, let's talk about the problem. So when you're a high-end photographer, the most important asset you have is control. When Time Magazine asks you for a cover shot of Mark Zuckerberg taking a bath in some gold coins, you have a studio to do that in. You have complete control over every element. Every light is placed where you want it to be placed, and you have as much space as you want. Meanwhile, let's talk about a typical beginner situation. You walk into somebody's office, you throw up a screen, you put it behind them, you set up some type of three-point lighting setup, and then you shoot. What's the problem here? The color temperature is all over the place. Their desk light make their chin look yellow, your studio lights are white, and the fluorescents are turning all of the shadows a lovely shade of green. The pros eventually learn how to account for this through experience. High-end cameras shoot real raw, giving you the ability to push and pull colors in post. But you're not a pro yet and you don't have a red or a really high-end camera. So what can you do to keep your client from looking like a damn clown? Before we move on, I just want to let you know that the Gold Plus members subscribed over at Flash Film Academy are going to see a real-world example from a real client where we use this technique. All right, let's get to it. Let's talk about the solution. The 10-second solution to fix clashing colors is remove the color. That's right. Make the entire thing grayscale, black and white. The blue, yellow, and green disappear, and you're left with an image that looks 10 times more expensive than a photo where your client looks like a clown. In fact, if you're working with a client...
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
You can use this technique as a selling point. You know those local furniture commercials where they say they cut out the middleman and pass on the savings to you? Same thing here. You can tell your client that the black and white offers unparalleled value. You don't have to book studio space, and that keeps your costs down. If you follow this channel, you know how I feel about headshots and doing corporate headshots. Remember, some clients value your ability to come to their office over the quality of the picture. Sometimes it's about convenience. It's difficult for them to get a whole staff and crew out to your studio, so they may settle for a black and white picture if you come into the office. It's just things to think about, especially when you're getting started. You might think I'm playing around, but this is actually a technique used as a real cost reduction measure. Let me give you an example of this out in the real world. Have you ever seen the movie Clerks by Kevin Smith? The entire movie was done on a shoestring budget. Kevin Smith maxed out his credit cards and sold all of his comic books to make the movie. But it went even further than that. Every single decision that went into this movie was based around one question. How can I make it look as good as possible without spending any real money? That's what we call production value. Keep in mind, Kevin Smith was an employee at the convenience store. He wrote the movie to take place there because the owner gave him the thumbs up. Now he had a set that was free. Because he only had permission to shoot after dark, he shot with the front shutters closed. He added in a gum stuck in the lock as a reason for the shutters being closed in the movie. Keep in mind, they did not have an artistic reasons for shooting in black and white. The producer even said, this whole issue is of color temperature. If we shot in black and white, then it was no longer something we'd even have to think about. Clerks sold to Miramax for $227,000 and made $3 million in the box office while launching this guy's brand and career. The point I'm trying to prove is you need to be adaptive. There are other lessons to be learned here. Combat photography had me shooting in harsh conditions and under tight guidelines. I didn't have the best lighting or set dressing. It was all about flexecution and making the most out of what I had. So the question I have for you is, what do you already have? What can you lean into? Do you have access to a nice looking industrial kitchen? Hop on some food photography. Do you work in retail? Try to get your hands on some clothes to elevate your shots. If you can't think of anything to leverage, that tells me that you're not thinking hard enough. I know a guy who goes through life taking notes of every brick wall, every back alley, every piece of graffiti he sees. He makes a living doing album covers for grunge and punk bands, and he's leveraging random streets and abandoned loading docks to do that. You can think of something. Now, this is a disclaimer. It will only go so far. And I gotta hit you with this big bad dose of reality. You can employ these duct tape photography methods all you want, but it only gets you so far. Yes, these are great tricks, and they're used all the time by professionals to solve real problems that pop up. But you can't use the same tool on every problem that comes up. What separates the pros from the kids is knowing when this black and white trick is appropriate and when it's better just to stick to taking better photos. So what do you do if a client needs something in full color and is not negotiable? Passports are in color and there is no exceptions. What do you do when you're doing product photography? Let me tell you right now, nobody's going to pay for black and white glamour shots of their product. So there is a time and a place to use this particular tool. It's effective when the time calls for it, but it's not going to do the heavy lifting. There will be clients that this is right for and you'll definitely use it yourself. So right now, it's a perfect time to remind you that part two of this video is on the inside of Flash Film Academy for our Gold Plus members, where I'll show an example of where we use this technique to solve a real problem that comes up more often than you think. All right, I knew I threw a lot at you, so let's do a quick recap. When you're first starting out, you're not going to be the Tony Starks of photography and videography. You will have limited tools and you will have to learn to work within the boundaries of what life throws at you. Sometimes the problem is very simple to solve. Shifting a portrait to black and white works about a quarter of the time, and you can make a lot of these headaches go away. It's a tool that you can use from time to time. Long-term success is going to come from learning how to solve different types of problems with different tools you pick up along the way. It's all about building yourself up, improving yourself, and building a system over time. For more on building that machine that prints out cash, check out this video. You're going to learn the mindset of building up a process and living in that process every day. For my Gold Plus members, I'll see you in part two of this video. Everybody else, I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Content and Cash, a Flash Film Academy podcast. Make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and go to our webpage at www.flashfilmacademy.com.